Hello, hello.
Hi, Craig.
It looks a little different when Jessica's not here, huh? It's like, whoops, accidentally clicked the wrong button.
It's a little skippy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's like, all right, we'll get a hang of this eventually, right? So what's going on?
Anything in your life? Living the life, yes. Well, I just got a refrigerator delivered, actually. So I was, nice. A little like, oh my gosh, is it going to get here in time? Am I going to have to leave the podcast to get the refrigerator?
There's like a random fridge walking behind you. Like, okay, guys, put it right over here.
Yeah. They actually almost fell down the steps.
Oh, nice. Like,
I thought I was going to have a squished delivery guy. Yeah. But yeah, we're good. Everybody's safe. The refrigerator's in place. It's been delivered and we are here.
Sweet. Awesome. We appreciate, I appreciate you guys. Are you coming on? Obviously, a lot of people have seen, we've been blasting stuff all over social media, but you guys are the official first sponsor of Fence Guy Friday. It's kind of a big deal, right?
That was a lot. Yes, it is a big deal. Well, it's thanks to you and your crickets, your hilarious video. We were like, okay, yeah, of course, we have to be a part of Craig and anything he does. So we're very excited to be sponsoring and the first sponsor. And now you're just rocking and rolling. They're just flooding in, huh?
Yeah, it's been crazy for us because obviously, like I told you, there was no expectations with this thing. And it was just kind of like, let our customers know what's going on and stuff and kind of go from there. So, and then it just is starting to blow up, I guess. I don't want to say blow up because we're not huge like the legends in the industry, like your Dan Wheelers or Joe Everest or Dan Blanc. So, but yeah, we're going to try.
Well, like I told you, and I'm sure everybody that listens to you weekly knows this, your energy is just fantastic and everybody wants to be a part of that. So it's when you have good energy and good vibes, it's just inevitable that you're going to be popular.
Well, so, awesome. Well,
just a matter of time.
So is this awkward? Is this you or is this Jennifer?
That's Jen.
Okay. I was like, well, that's weird. But hey, Contractor Accelerator, we love you too. So appreciate that.
Let me
give a shout out here real quick. Evan Gardner, he's doing awesome things. So if you guys haven't seen yet, he has an awesome new tool. We don't do Postmasters, but I think I'm going to buy one of his tools just support because Evan's a good dude. And I talked to him down in Nashville at Fence Tech. But if you haven't seen yet, check his page out. He is blasting his new tool out. It's great for fence guys that do Postmaster. So Evan, shout out to you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome to see. So what were you going to say?
Nice. No, I don't even remember.
Evan's tool is called the Wingman. Nice. Everyone needs a good wingman. So, which is clever, very clever, but that's awesome.
Oh, what I was going to say, now I know. So we know you and you know us because you use our software. Mm-hmm. That is what we do. It's a software for fencing guys, for foundation guys, for any other industry that needs a bid for a customer. We can help you out. But we're going to talk more about that. But I just wanted to say, like, hey, we're not just random strangers. We met you actually last August in Vegas. So
Yeah, it was cool. And then, because we weren't using the software, we were just like winging it. We're the wingman, basically. And then we met, and then I sampled some other products too, and we won't speak of those guys, but we were like, man, they're more of a small business like us, at the time. I don't know how huge you guys are now, but and it was just like, man, let's go with them because they answer all of our emails immediately and stuff, and Jen's great too. And it's like, all right, cool.
I think for us, no matter how big we get, we're always going to make you feel like and be that small business approach because it's how we're successful.
Yeah. Well, and like I'm in a group of other fence guys and we're all the time talking and they have another program and it's like they send emails in and it's just put on the backlog. And then like we email you and you're like, hey, that's done. And I'm like, dude, let's roll. So
you're like, it'd be really nice if I had this one thing and I'm like, okay, it's done.
Yeah. Evan says, appreciate the love and support. Like I said, Evan will always support. Then we got Andy. Andy's one of our guys here, so he's part of the team.
Hilarious yes. guy. I had the pleasure of meeting your team in Nashville, and they're amazing. Yep.
Yeah.
You have, and that's the other part. You have a wonderful team behind you, and you're so lucky to have that.
Yeah. It's taken a while, to be honest. It's taken a while, but now we've got a good culture here and good guys, and you know, they just go out and work hard every day, even when it sucks and it's, you know, 90 something degrees and everything, but they may complain a little bit, but it's okay. It's expected.
You just throw them a pool party and it's all good.
Yeah, I know. Which, yeah, we had a pool party, which we should have done. Pool party. So, which it was actually a pretty good turnout. We didn't have a ton of like previous customers come, but there were some new ones there. And then we actually gave out some cards and stuff. People were like, hey, I need to talk to you. So,
nice.
So yeah, enough about all that. Let's get into the meat and potatoes. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you got into this. Like, how'd you get into it?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You know, I think everything happens for a reason, and you go down certain paths, and as long as you're just going with the flow and working hard, I think you'll get where you're meant to be. So I actually went to college for urban planning and design. So development software was not my background at all. Then I started working at the Port Authority of Kansas City and started working with the website and, you know, with the website contractor, and they needed help. And I got really into just learning all about like coding and HTML and how it all worked. And then I left there and went to work actually doing development. So I've had, you know, several jobs since then. And then I went on my own as a freelancer. And that's when I got into Contractor Accelerator with my business partner. So he's actually a residential engineer and was working with foundation companies a lot. Mm-hmm. And he needed, selfishly, a nice drawing. He needed all the information about the project. He needed contact information for the homeowner. And he's like, why can't you just find a software to use? Well, nothing really existed that would work. And so that's where we started building it. And it literally snowballed from there.
Well, that's awesome. How long has it been around?
We started in 2015. And I always like to say the software is my third child. So my daughter was born September 2015. This was started August 2015. So literally she was like a newborn and I'm like, you know, coding. But yeah, this is my third child.
Nice. Which, so 10 years is coming up. What do you have, like an official like 10-year, like what month?
It would be August of next year.
Yeah.
Because this is 2024.
So yeah. Yeah,
I was going to say my kid is not 10 yet.
Yeah, you're getting close. Yeah. That kind of tells. So, I mean, you kind of went into exactly everything down the list of questions that Jessica planned for us already. So I don't really need to ask the next one.
No, we're good. We can go through. Yeah. So the software we started 10 years ago, well, almost 10 years ago, 9 years. Yeah. And it's really just evolved. Every year has been different. We've had, you know, different people in with us along the way. We've had different sales processes, different integration processes. We've learned and grew and changed and evolved. And I feel like we're finally at a really good place where we've figured things out enough. But it's taken some work. It's taken some time and really just real life work, not just, imagination or figuring it out. We've actually put we have a plan, we put it into action like immediately to see if it's working. If not, we change it, try something else. So it evolves every day. Yeah. Every day is different.
Well, and it helps too. You have a rock star team too. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. Jen is amazing. Yeah. Shout out to Jen.
Yeah. Shout out to Jen. If she's still here.
We would not be where we are without Jen. Oh, I'm sure she is. She's going to watch the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Sweet. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll kind of go off script a little bit, I guess.
Making me nervous, Craig.
Yeah. So do you obviously you do foundation and then you do fence guys, our companies. Is there any other companies that you guys?
Yeah, so we have remodeling, painting, waterproofing, spray foam, the list goes on. So really it's any application where you're providing a bid to a homeowner. Specifically, we like to stay in the residential space. It can work for commercial, but residential's, you know, our bread and butter. But yeah, any business where you're providing a bid, and it needs to be, you know, a polished professional bid, maybe not just a written down, you know, a couple things on a piece of paper. You know, if you're a customer spending a lot of money, they want to see that in terms of a professional bid. So
yeah.
We've got several other industries that we support, but foundation repair and fencing are our two biggest for sure.
Yeah. They, when we went from our carbon copy, estimates to going over to this, it was like, hey, people were, I mean, even, cause some people like would feedback and like, hey, we got an estimate like 2 years ago. Could you get us another one? And then I send that and they're like, oh, we're going to go with you. You guys look legit now. So it kind of, it kind of worked out for us. So,
well, and yeah. I think the other thing about carbon copy is cause years ago we got, a quote for like a new roof and I could barely read anything that the guy was putting on. And I'm like, how am I going to spend $20,000 when I can barely read what you're even trying to sell me?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, especially, yeah, all the chicken scratch. So we got JC Gurry in the house. Hey, nice. Craig and Amanda, do you need fence signs or any other kind of signs? Contact JC Gurry. They make our signs, which I don't have any around here.
But... they make a lot of signs.
Oh yeah. It's like, literally, I post all the time, and I'm like, you guys literally handle everybody, it seems like, so, which is great.
Yeah.
So also, I need to give another shout-out to our other sponsor. Obviously, you guys are in the house today, so our other sponsors, QuickPool. So if you guys need a QuickPool, it is a great tool that will help your guys or girls save their backs. So if you need to do any pulling post or... actually, if you even need to pull like trees and shrubs, it can handle that too. And I think it's like 10,000 pounds of force, which is great. So give QuickPool a call. They will take care of you. And you guys can get them on like Mr. Fence Academy or Mr. Fence Tools. I think Joe Everest sells it. I'm pretty sure SWI, they might sell it. So a lot of people do. So yeah, JC Gurry. We try. They definitely do. They do awesome. So, Robert Whitaker and Purple Coaching in the house. I love Robert, Michael.
Which I'm still waiting on a phone call or a text back from him. So, since he's here listening, I'm putting him on the spot.
Uh-oh, Robert. You better check them text messages real quick.
Well, I think you sent a text like 6 months ago, maybe by now.
Yeah.
With three of us, and he was supposed to, you know, hey, check in. But that's okay. We'll get him eventually. I'll just corner him the next time we see him at a trade show.
Yeah. No, he's a busy fella. He takes care of us, because I'm in the purple coaching stuff too. So he takes care of us. So Mike, take that call. Mike's in the house too. What's up, Craig? Mike's my personal coach, so he's a good dude. I love Mike, but
you're so popular, Craig.
No, stop,
Brian.
No, yeah, Brian's in the house. FWA.
I just saw his pictures on the boat, Brian. It looks like you got a little sun being outside.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't know how much you follow his social media, but he posts some pretty hilarious stuff. His stuff is on point all the time. So, but yeah, there's a lot of good people in the industry now. So, I mean, I'm sure they've all been here, but now it's like everybody is, you know, more willing to talk to each other and stuff and not be, I don't think we're PG, maybe we're PG-13, not be jerks. So, it's kind of nice. So
yes, the fencing industry as a whole, and I've said this so many times, is a wonderful group of people. So I'm very, very happy to be a part of that industry in any way, because they've all just been super warm and welcoming and friendly. And the communication, the organizations, the groups, the feedback that you guys are willing to provide to each other is unlike any other industry. So you're very lucky.
Yeah, it's been great. And especially Because really, I didn't do, I don't know how much you know of our company, but I really didn't jump in until, I mean, we've been around for 6 years, but then I jumped in as full-time owner about a year and 6 months ago, 7 months ago. So things have been a lot different, I guess. So, oh, this is great. Alan Bolden, good afternoon. How are you doing? Michael Whitaker, when did Craig get this radio voice? Well, I'm going to say it's the mic. Yeah, the mic. My team Android, which they always make fun of me for because I don't like iPhone. So it must not do that to my voice. So, but yeah, I was going to ask you to get back on script.
Yeah. We need to get this train back on the tracks.
Yeah. So what separates Contractor Accelerator from some of the people we don't speak of?
The competitors. Yeah. The
competitors.
Which in the fence industry, the technologies, the softwares, we're all friends. We're all good. Yeah. And you know, we don't shy away from telling you if we can't do something that you need. Mm-hmm. And I know that some of the other ones do the same for us. So it's very good. But as far as what makes us different and stand out is that we try to be an all-in-one. So we're not going to try to be an expert in drawing. We're not going to try to be an expert in CRM. We're going to give you the tools that you need to be able to create a drawing for your customer, to be able to manage your customers and communicate with them and send them a professional polished bid. And really our professional polished bid is unlike any other system. There's other questions you have down here. So I'm like, maybe I don't mention that, but part of the,
you can. Go ahead.
The bidding process is that it's unique in that if you need, you know, a lot of fence guys maybe have like a spreadsheet that they've created that does all these calculations and, you know, pulls in products. Our form, our bidding system can do that. I've done that numerous times where I've taken a spreadsheet that somebody's been using for 10 or 20 years and I've put that into our form system with the calculations and it'll create the line items and it'll create the quantities that you need. So really that makes us unique is that you can customize it, but you don't have to go to that extent. You can just literally get in and start making bids the minute you sign up.
So you mean like all those guys out there that are bidding by the section, it can do that?
It can do by the section, by the foot.
Yeah.
However you bid your product, it can handle it.
Which is crazy.
By the hour.
Yeah. Which, and I was going to say that goes back to how you guys are more hands-on and everything. Like usually if we send you something, like you're like, hey, we're doing this and how's this look? Let's go ahead and make this happen. So it's been great for us. We love it. And I don't know if the other companies, so like when we send the bid out and stuff, it has a picture of the customer's house and everything. And then it has all the other fun legal stuff on there. But
yeah, so yeah. You get the cover with the Google Street View image. It's going to have your logo on it, your contact information, their contact information. You have all the products that you chose with descriptions, the pricing. You can break out your pricing by section or by line item, or just show the customer the total, because sometimes you don't want to break all of those individual things down for them. And then it's going to pull in that contract. All of that gets done in seconds because you store that information and it just reuses it each time. Mm. So you don't have to go and add the contract every time. You don't have to remember to include, you know, all the different things. It's going to do that. So really all you need to know is the product that you're selling and the quantity and you're good.
Yeah. Can we pretend like this isn't me sending an email right now? I'm going to ask you a question.
You're sending me an email right now?
No, I'm going to pretend like it.
Okay.
Do you think we'll be able to put like a text box on a drawing? Can you do that?
Yeah, you can do that now.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I've been literally like, man, I wish that I could do this. Didn't even know how to do it.
You want to include text on the drawing? Like you just want to write something?
Yeah. So like I can like remind, you know, like my guys, like, hey, right here, you're going down to 4 foot, like a transition, yeah, or something.
Absolutely. You could do that.
Bro. Seriously.
See, that's a lot of the times with software, like people just don't know. And I'm like, if you don't know, ask. And if it's something that you need, ask, because most likely we already do it. It's just it's so complex that you're not going to understand all. I mean, you've been on it for almost like 10 months, I think now, almost a year.
Almost a year.
Yeah. And you just, there's so many pieces to it.
Which I would like, you know, we've been a year, so we should.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Craig, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So we're kind of like a big deal then, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll send you your 1 year gift here in a couple months.
Yeah. Do you guys have anybody that's been with you since the beginning?
Yes. Really? So I call them customer 1, 2, and 3. Yes, we still really? Have them. Yeah, they're kind of, and then there's like a few others that have been on since probably, I don't know, like 2016. But yeah, well, we started selling in 2016. We started in 2015, started selling. We took a year to actually develop it, started selling in 2016. And then we have a lot of those key people still. And then we have some that came on like maybe 6 months after that key time frame. So yeah. And we actually have some case studies on our website that you can go check out to read about those people. But yes, they're still with us and they're still loving it.
That's awesome. I know we love it, and I don't think we'll ever change, obviously, not because you're here and sponsor us, but because we just love it. It's Jessica's getting better with it. And then obviously I don't even know how to use the text box, but I love it. So now that I do, it's like, it's even better. So yeah,
I'm going to send you an example of one right after this. You're going to be like, how did I not know that?
So Michael, here he is calling me out. Apparently they get green box or green text because Android.
Yes.
My defense though, I'm colorblind. So it all looks the same to me.
Fun fact. I don't know that, but I will say this is such a side tangent. When you're in a group text and one person is on Android, it makes it really annoying for iPhone users because you can't name the group. Then like, there's so many cool features you get when everybody's an iPhone user.
Let me tell you about the Android side. So every time you guys heart or like or something, like I get 73 text messages. It's like, hey, like Gus down in San Antonio, he's in there. He'll heart a message and it's like a really long message. And it's like, dude, now I see the message.
It repeats
like
the entire message. Yeah.
So I'm like, man. So Jen says, we need to do a training. So,
yes. Well, so in your defense, you've used the tools that are necessary for you and you've been successful, but there's a lot of things that you're not using that you could to improve your processes. So we'll get there. We'll get there eventually.
I could boost my closing rate by adding text and actually using the software like it should. So Alan says he liked to make notes on my drawings, like their dog name. So I feel like, oh, that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, you can say Brutus's yard.
Yeah. Brutus would love running up and down this sideline.
What is your dog's name?
My dog? Yeah. My dog's name's Nala.
Nala. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which we'll tell a fun fact. My dog, we closed on a house today. I was there getting stuff ready to paint. My wife and my two little kids, I have four kids, my two little ones showed up. They brought our dog. Our dog went straight upstairs, took a number two right on the brand new carpet. So
marking it's her.
Yeah.
She's marking her territory. She's like, yep. This is my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's Brian again. Contractor Accelerator is the most complete bidding software I've ever seen. Great for residential. Yes.
Thank you, Brian. That's an amazing compliment. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Brian, if Brian says it, it's probably like, it's legit. He sees a lot of stuff and I'm sure people send him stuff all the time.
Yes. So,
And then, Andy, one of my guys, Nala's going to break in the new house. She definitely did, which I don't know if I also got to give a shout out to Jorge. He's one of our guys too. Team is watching, which is great.
Oh, but they're off Fridays, right? So that's fine.
Well, let me be the evil boss. Oh. I don't want to say boss because I'm a team lead. We've been behind big time. So we're trying to get caught up. And then I told the guys, I was like, hey, next couple of Fridays, we got to pick up and at least go get some things knocked out. So they showed up today, day after holiday, and put in, they got off, I think around 2, 3 o'clock, probably 3 o'clock. So they did a little half day. So, but I appreciate them more than they know and their hard work. So don't get mad at me, guys. It'll be all right, I promise. So in the wintertime, just remember this. You'll have plenty of time to relax.
I'm sure they're grateful to be working for you, so it's fine.
Yeah, they'll be all right. So I was going to ask too, and maybe you kind of already talked about it, because what
What makes us different?
What makes you different? Let's use big words here.
Well, I think it's really that hands-on consultative approach, you know, feeling like you can pick up the phone and call us, mm-hmm. number one, hands down. The other thing is the customization. So if you do need that extra mile of needing something specific as far as your form to create your bids, if you have an Excel sheet that has calculations, we can recreate that. There's also customization built into our reporting. So if you need, you know, a specific report, actually, Sean posted this the other day and he kind of challenged me a little bit, Sean King. He was saying, you know, there is no, he hasn't found a CRM system that's able to create a report or have a report that works the way that they need it, which is why they have their own way of doing things. And I was like, yeah, well, with Contractor Accelerator's customized reporting, we can make it any way you want. He was like, okay, well.
Nice.
But regardless, yes, so we can customize your reports. We can, you know, give you the data in any way you want to slice it and dice it. I always say, if you put that data into Contractor Accelerator, we can get it out for you in a custom report. So.
Did you just say Mr. Fence is using your program?
I said, Sean.
That was a record scratch, if you couldn't tell. I was like,
Err. I know. Yes, Mr. Fence, I guess that's public knowledge, is using Contractor Accelerator. Yes.
And he, obviously, a lot of people know he's very big fence nerd, I guess you want to say, because we all are nerds to fence, but that dude is like on a whole nother level. So, but if he's using it, obviously it's a great software, because he wouldn't use any software, just anything. So,
yeah. You guys, so just, they have a specific way of bidding with their magic number, which I'm sure is everybody's kind of understands or knows about. So we were able to create a custom form for that whole process. So it makes it super easy for Sean's team to get in and, you know, put in the numbers, the sections or whatever they need. And it spits out all the information that they need for their labor hours, the products, for the margin, not markup.
Yeah. You've been doing your research, huh?
I've been around a minute.
There goes Andy.
So nice.
Appreciate the Andy.
I love the love.
Yeah, we always support. We do fun stuff like pool parties. So yes. JC Gurry, we're running half days on Fridays too. I do not like the OT, but we do what need to do. Yes.
You know what though? It's amazing that everybody's staying busy. That's really the important part. Because I know there's been a few times this year that it's been a little bit scary. But as long as you guys are all staying busy, then that's good.
Yeah.
Especially in an election year.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. That's what everyone's like. Oh man, the elections this year, this is gonna suck. But yeah, so luckily so far it hasn't been too bad, I guess. So
good.
Let's see. Do you have any success stories that a company was like, "Hey, your program helped lift us to this point"? Has anybody called you and said that besides
countless.
Us?
So countless stories. We hear it over and over and over again. Actually, there's a video on Contractor Accelerator's Facebook where we went live and we had a video recommendation or story from someone saying that exact thing, that they were able to grow from a couple million a year to, I think it was like 12, 13 million a year. countless stories. We also have our case studies on our website where you can read all about different ways that we've helped improve businesses as far as, you know, more money, more time, better visibility, staying more organized. One of the original companies that signed up with us in 2016, what are they? Company 2. I have my nicknames for them.
Yeah.
They're Company 2. And they were at a point in, I think it was like 2021, and they were like, we really need, like, we're using Contractor Accelerator, but we really need to be completely paperless. And so I helped them get to that point. So they literally don't touch paper at all, from sales and, you know, scheduling to their install crew. Everybody uses Contractor Accelerator for that entire life cycle. So we were able to make them completely paperless. They have grown, in the last 10 years. I think they've grown like 10 or 15 million. And the other nice part about Contractor Accelerator is you can use it if you're just a one man shop, or, you know, maybe you have one team or one crew and a salesman and an owner. You can use it at that size, but you can also use it if you have 50 people. So we have companies as big as 50 to 90 different, you know, people that access the software on a day-to-day basis. So anywhere from a small business to a large business, you can use the software and it's going to grow with you.
Yeah. Well, and that's, so obviously we know that your software can do a lot of different ways, different things, but Brian wants to know, can you start charging by the pound?
Yeah. Okay. So with foundation repair and spray foam, I'm not sure if you know about polyfoam, but a lot of people bid polyfoam by the pound. So yes, you can bid by the pound. You can bid by the inch, whatever unit increment you want to put into the software, you can bid it that way.
All right. So obviously a little bit of what you were just saying about how you help them go paperless. And as Jen already pointed out, I need to get better trained at the program. But so if I have one of these little fancy pins, can I draw in the program and it automatically, like it can do it on site, like when I'm there and like, what?
So as far as your phone, the drawing, the real estate is not the greatest. I will just be transparent. You need a little bit more space than that. But yeah, like I have an iPad with an Apple Pencil because I'm an Apple person. Yeah. But and I draw all the time with a pencil and it works seamlessly.
Now, I'll be honest. I do have an iPad because it's good to record your kids' games with. So it's like perfect. Like it takes up the whole field or the whole court. Nice. So. Brian is expanding to England. Brian is all over the world.
Oh, that's why he was saying the pound.
Yeah.
I see. What maybe is that what he meant by pound?
I think he was meaning like how much the material weighs.
Now we need clarification.
But he may be talking now that Mike said that, I'm like, maybe he was talking about the pound. I don't know. So
that is interesting.
Mike or Brian, can we clarify that, please?
Yeah. Yeah. So our symbol is for pricing is the dollar sign. But if you need it to be, I don't even know what the symbol for the pound looks like.
I don't know. Is it like that that E looking thing that has
that's
like
a euro.
Oh, that's a euro.
Well, okay, now I got it.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, it is sort of it's like curved with like an E and an L. If an E and an L kind of merged.
So maybe if Brian's still watching, we'll see if he'll tune in and let us know. Maybe I should shoot him a message. What are you talking about? Which pound?
Can you clarify pound as money? This is quite entertaining for me. I hope other people are finding this entertaining too, especially the day after 4th of July.
Yeah, I know. Just to clarify, it was weight.
All right.
I was right. I'll get another one. Yeah.
Nice.
You know, you and I talked a little bit about this, whether it was through email or maybe it was last week. Oh, looks like my camera was unplugged. And we're in the middle live.
Oh, my gosh. That's a mess.
We'll have to switch here. We'll switch cameras. Everyone's like, what kind of show are we watching here?
You're just a circle that moves.
I know. Let's see if this one works. No. Oh, start camera.
Oh, there we are.
Holy, we gotcha. Right. All right. We're at a different angle now. So I don't know what happened on the camera. Maybe it died. but. Yeah, I forget what I was saying now that my camera went off. But
you were saying that we talked about this offline. Could be email. And I mentioned the day after 4th of July.
Yes. We weren't sure how many people were going to be on because it was like everyone's going to be relaxing. And then that's why we were like, well, they'll need something to do. So maybe
and
we'll
I
check
said, pre-show, we got to keep this entertaining because it is the day after 4th of July and people need some entertainment. Yeah.
They don't want any boring, like, I'm tired of hearing about CRMs and this and that. But everyone loves it.
Processes and technology. Yeah.
And now Brian's charging by the pound, and you know, we're gonna have to send that on social media too, so everybody can see. But let me see. We'll see if there was. I feel like you already went through all the questions pretty quickly.
Except for the last one. I mean, we're at 38 minutes. So, I mean, it's been.
Oh, yeah. That was one thing, too, that Joe Everest said. He was like, I like that the Fence Guy Friday show stays like around an hour or less. Get in, get out, and yeah. Then you're done.
Yeah.
Like, then we're on to our next hour and a half
show. I think like 40 minutes is a good. Yeah. Hour and a half is way, that's way too long.
Yeah. People have lives. Like, we got fence businesses and programs to run, and like, we can't just sit here and listen.
Yeah.
Let's see. So can I ask, is there any cool stuff coming out anytime soon?
Well, before we talk about cool stuff, okay. Can we talk about our promotion?
What kind of promotion do you have?
So we are actually offering a promotion for the month of July. I feel like I'm on a commercial right now.
Yeah.
No, so we're really trying to be creative right now. And we want to get more people through the door, especially because it's summertime. And, you know, we know you need a cooler. Everybody needs a new cooler. So we're offering a backpack cooler. So one of those Arctic backpack coolers, which are pretty legit. So anybody that signs up and pays their first month, we're going to send them a backpack cooler.
That
from
would
Arctic.
That'd be pretty sweet.
So get it in time for your Labor Day party.
Are you going to like cut it off? Like what if like 50 people sign up?
No. 50 people sign up and pay their first month. We'll send out 50 backpack coolers.
I'm guessing you're sponsored by them? No.
No, I wish.
We're going to send you 100 of them to give out for free. All right, cool.
No, we were really just trying to come up with something creative because, you know, offering people a discount, offering people, you know, 10% off, 20% off, or an extra 2 weeks, we needed something different. Yeah. And so I'm really excited. I would love one of those things. And I know everybody, we've given them away at trade shows before. That when we met you, we were giving one away. And people really just love them. They want to literally steal it and walk away. So we thought, why not, you know, do something different, be a little fun and change it up. For the summer.
I put 7 different things in that Arctic cooler thing and still didn't win. No, I really didn't. I only did one, I promise. But I was like, man, we'll have every single guy doing this company cooler. So we just started throwing them all in. But that's pretty cool. So anybody that signs up gets a cooler.
Signs up and pays their first month. Yeah.
Oh, gotta pay the first month. That way they're not like a weekend and like, well, send me my cooler, and then you get it, and yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if there's like a special code. Jen, I should have been more prepared. There might be a special code they have to use.
Jen, we need the code. Hold on. Why we wait for it?
Good old cricket.
Which is how we got sponsorships.
That's how we got through this.
Making
that's
reels.
Yes. Okay. So as far as other features, yes, we have some other things coming up. So we just launched WiseTech integration, which Craig, you're using WiseTech, which is financing. So that is actually integrated, built in, where it's going to be sent with your bids. We're going to do something similar with credit card processing. So here in the next few months, we will be releasing our credit card processing integration, where you can have your customer, you know, pay via credit card or ACH will be also included. So we're going to partner with a similar company like WiseTech. So we're excited for that.
Yeah, that is cool. I love WiseTech too, because there was no initial fees or anything like that. They take it out whenever, you know, the people get approved for it, the customers do. Amanda? Oh. How do I get a hold of your team?
Yes.
Alan wants a backpack.
Just email sales@contractoraccelerator.com. And we will, maybe Craig, can you share like a link to your special landing page after this?
To my special landing page.
You should have a special landing page. Okay.
Yes, but I told you at the beginning, Jessica's not here and she's my tech person. It's Friday. She had a thing at church.
It's fine. It's fine. No, but sales@contractoraccelerator.com. That's how you can get a hold of us.
Ellen, did you get that? We won't. I'm sure he'll respond back. Let's see. Oh.
Oh, there we go.
Jen's on it.
Thanks, Jen.
So, yeah. There we go. Alan's got it. Alan, if you want, go ahead and leave your address. They're going to go ahead and send it. Well, you got to pay your first month. So, but I promise you, Alan, you'll like the program. It's great.
Yeah. So we have credit card processing coming. We're also integrating with Mosure. So do you use Mosure, Craig?
I don't. No. I'm waiting to get more feedback on it, I guess.
It looks really great. Cool. It's really cool. Really cool. And their team is fantastic. So it's a measuring device. And it measures not only spots, like you can start, stop, you know, to put like where this is, these are where my posts are going to be, or this is the actual area. It'll do like square footage, but also it does the elevations. Alan says he loves his.
Yeah.
So you can actually see, you know, the elevation changes in a yard, which is really nice for fence.
Yeah.
And they've actually just integrated, which I didn't know about this. We met him earlier this week. They've integrated like a volume. So if you like, calculate like the area of the yard and you want to know how much dirt you're going to need to like level out this one spot, they will actually tell you like the volume of dirt you need to bring in to like flatten it. It's crazy. I'm very impressed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to take that drawing and you're going to be able to import it into our drawing system is the integration that we're working on. So I'm excited about that too.
Now, I highly doubt those guys are watching right now, but are they from England? Is that where
they're
from?
They're all in England. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I went to their booth like six times just to listen to them talk.
I was like,
I love the accent, man. It's great. So
I know. Mark is the one that's always here. Yeah. He's really fun to listen to.
Is he the really tall one? Or there was one like he is?
Yeah. Okay. He's the taller one. Yeah.
Because when I met him, he was actually leaving because I think his daughter or somebody was getting married, maybe. So.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah. So it was, he was definitely, I mean, what they were doing was great. And they showed me around, they did everything. And I need to check with Alex Harris because he was actually using it or was supposed to get one. And I want to see how it was. But the only bad thing is I heard that when you walk, you got to stop like every 8 seconds or something and let it like do the computer thing, I guess. So that way it can.
I haven't heard of that. So I don't know.
Yeah,
because he's done live demos for me. I've never seen him like specifically.
I know.
So you'll have to let me know.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Let me know what you hear.
So will it just automatically load into the program then?
So you will actually create it in Mosure and then you will import it into Contractor Accelerator. So you'll pop up your, open your drawing and you'll import the file and then it'll pull in your entire fence line.
So whenever you import it, will I still be able to do that text thing that I just learned about?
Okay.
See, there you go. Alan says, yes, you do have to pull your measurements in segments. So, cause I did hear somebody say that that was the only bad thing is that in a big yard, you got to stop every, you know, whatever seconds, let it do the computer thing and know where it's at and stuff and coordinate and all that fun stuff. But
interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So a couple other things that we're working on is, so the theme here is integrations and partnerships. So we are going to be doing like a lead ingestion integration with one of those big lead capturing people. We were able to get a hold of them before the call, so I can't really say their name, but we're going to be doing more integrations with lead ingestion. Specifically in the fencing realm, but also for anybody else that uses our software, we're going to do like Zapier integration. So if you've got a form on your website, it'll pull those leads in. So more opening up some of our APIs to be able to communicate with other people, with other integrations. So
you can't say who it is? Like we can't have like a, you heard it here first? No. We don't want to break any deals with anybody.
There you go. Yeah. We don't want to step on any toes.
We'll just take a cooler. So, yeah. So
it tells you. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
That's even better.
Like, hey, stop for a second and let us catch up.
Dude, slow down, stop right here. It's like,
yeah.
It also works with my salesman.
Yeah, it will.
Awesome. That's great stuff. My salesman, they do great stuff there too.
Yes.
Which obviously I'm sure you guys have you heard of the, I don't know if it's a podcast or if it's like yes.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
You've listened to it?
I have. I've heard snippets. I have not listened to the entire thing.
Yeah.
It's like hard to keep up with everybody's podcast. There's so many.
That's why I had to do Friday, because there's one every other day. No.
Yeah.
Which I did Friday, I'll be honest. Joe Everest, shout out to him. I met him. We talked in person, and then he was like, "Hey, man, when I started, I did Fence Guy Friday." And I was like, "Dude, do you care if I do that?" And he was like, "No, go ahead." And he's been great. Like, we've hopped on a couple calls together. He showed me how to do a couple things. And, but yeah, that's definitely, like Alan says, so true. There's one every night. It is.
Yeah.
Which is cool because, I mean, now it wouldn't be as cool if, like, you know, Contractor Accelerator was on the one every single day of the week.
No, but
yeah. Yeah, we get different, like, and then different people ask different questions and stuff. So it's kind of cool. But
yeah. Well, and I've only actually ever been on one other podcast for fencing. So, no, two. Sorry, two. But I haven't really, like, said the background of this is how we got here, you know? So it's nice to be able to offer a different perspective on this call for sure.
Well, that's what I want to do different, because a lot of times people are like, "Hey, so tell us about your program." And just hang out.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, let's have some fun. Let's talk about it and make some jokes while we're at it. So, but yeah, I do think, I did want to give, what podcast were you on? I know you were on Dan Blanc's, right?
Yeah, I was on Dan Blanc's and Dan Turbeville on São Paulo, and
Dan,
like 15 different things happening.
They are my dudes. They're good dudes, man. Like, they sent me some gear and stuff. I met them in Nashville. Yeah, I met them in Nashville. And one of my guys won their little putt-putt thing. Did you get a chance to walk around there?
I didn't know. I've been to their booth before, but I don't. Did I go in Nashville? I think I went in Vegas. I went to their booth.
Oh, okay. I don't know if they did it in Vegas. They might have.
I sent people to their booth in Nashville, and they sent people to our booth in Nashville.
Yeah.
So we're good friends.
Yeah. No, we have some pilot too. We use them. Yeah. But it's great for commercial stuff because it pools all your materials and stuff. But, but yeah, they had like a little contest where you could do a putt-putt. And if you hit it, I'm pretty sure it's $50. Maybe it was $100. But one of my guys won it.
Nice.
I was like, dang, man. So I went up there and I miss it. And I'm like, gosh, dang it. So, but yeah, it was super cool. And Dan's like, I don't even know if we're allowed to do this. So, but no one said anything. Yeah. He's like, no one said anything. So, but yeah.
It's no different than giving away a gift card or giving away, you know, everybody's doing a giveaway.
Yeah. No, they are like Contractor Accelerator giving out book bags or coolers.
Backpack coolers. Book bag. Nobody
not
wants
a book bag. You know what I meant. It's. But also,
it's funny that you called it a book bag. I don't think anybody calls it a book bag.
Well, because you wear it like a book bag, don't you? Like two straps.
That's like an OG, like people used to call it a backpack, a book bag.
Well, I still wear a book bag, backpack. Because when I coach basketball, I still wear it. So I'm like, you know, has my clipboard and all that stuff. But yeah, so a cooler.
Backpack cooler.
Backpack cooler.
We're now I'm confused.
I know. What is the official term of it?
It's an Arctic backpack cooler.
All right. We got
pretty sure. Now I'm like questioning myself.
Well, as soon as Alan signs up, then he's going to get his, and then he will clarify what exactly it's called.
Yeah. It's a backpack that you wear, but you don't put books in it. You put drinks.
Drinks.
And ice.
Whether it's Sprite or
soda,
or if you're going to a 4th of July party and you have drinks in there. 1980 called me with her boot.
That's what I exactly where my mind went.
All like, right.
Like most of my mom used to call, did you get your book bag?
All right, we get it now. I still call it a book bag. So what is it? What's the new
How
term?
How old then? Are you, Craig?
I just turned 40 this year.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Oh, Andy.
One of my guys said, yeah, beer.
Cerveza.
Yeah. Jen has it. It's a backpack cooler.
Thanks, Jen.
So is that what they call them now? They're backpacks? Like a book bag is a backpack now, I'm guessing?
Okay, the thing that your children take to school every day is a backpack.
Yeah.
Backpack.
Jen says it holds 24 kids. That's a lot. You're definitely going to need, you're going to need to two-strap that to carry a whole thing. Yeah. Like a book bag. Billy, what's going on, sir? Billy has a podcast too. I think Billy's on Tuesdays, I think. I think so.
Is that the, what's his podcast called?
Gatekeepers.
Okay, that's right.
Yep. I had Billy on one of my unofficial, before we were technically a podcast. Yep, Billy's on Tuesdays. He was on, Billy knows his podcast stuff. Like, that dude's like, you need this, this, and this. I'm like, can you just text that? Because I'm not sure what none of that means. So,
like, special mic and all the things.
Yeah, he's on it.
Yeah, I just stick with the AirPods. What is that?
Brian, now your age might be coming in. What is a PG folder?
I gotta Google that. PG. Okay, yeah, it's a vintage 1980s folder.
Brian, I'm guessing Brian had one. He must have had one. He had to have.
Probably, yeah. It's like a sports themed folder.
Oh, I'll go with that. I love sports.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. It's like old, like line drawings, like yellow, and it has like line drawing.
Billy had one too.
Trapper keeper. Okay, that's what I had.
Yeah.
But we didn't call it a trapper keeper.
Yeah. It's fun. Now I feel old. My kids definitely don't have trapper keepers anymore. JC Gurry. I remember those. They were cool back in the day.
Yes. I got excited. I don't know why, but I got excited when the list that you get, you know, to go shopping had a composition notebook. I was really excited to have a composition notebook. I just thought they were so cool. I don't know why.
I think I had to buy.
They still make them. Yeah, I had to buy some for my kids.
I say I buy. My wife usually goes and buys. But because when I go, I get the exact list. And that's it. And my wife like bulk buys. So then she's like, now we have enough, you know, glue for the next 3 years. And then we have, you know, notepads and everything.
What happens is throughout the middle of the year, it's like, oh, all my crowns are broken or my markers are dried up or I don't have any glue left or I lost my scissors.
Yeah.
Children.
It is. It is crazy. And now like my high school kids don't take anything to school. No trapper keepers, no folders. Like everything is on my Chromebook. I'm like, all right, right on.
No pencil, nothing.
I mean, they may take a pencil or two, but
oh my gosh,
not much. And they actually wear two book bags, one in the front, one in the back. So yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Like
well, because they play sports, so like the book bag in the front has like their shoes and their gym clothes or whatever, and then the one in the back is their business for school. So it's kind of like a backpack mullet type thing.
The business in the bag though.
Yeah. It's like, you know, see, look, Billy's son doesn't even have homework anymore. Our school did that too.
Spelling test every week.
See, his kids do it too for gym class.
So my like work bag when we go to trade shows and stuff is a backpack, but like my purse is like one of those smaller backpacks. And I'm always like, well, how am I going to do both of these at the same time? I guess now I know. I got to put one in the front, one in the back.
Yeah. There we go. Hashtag business in the backpack.
This is amazing. Learn something new every day, I guess.
Look, literally everyone, like, no kids do homework. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
We're only in almost third and second. So we're not quite to that. But they're lucky if you don't have to do homework. We just have spelling tests every week.
Yeah, my kids don't usually have homework until it's like the last 3 weeks of the semester. And they're like, man, I need to catch up on some grades. So then they start doing all this extra credit and stuff. And I'm like, why did you guys not do this the entire semester? But yeah.
Maybe this is like a theme with all of these children, just telling their parents they don't have homework when they really do.
I know. Well, they probably all do communicate because obviously they're all in social media these days.
That's so true. It's
all right. But so yeah, so now we're at about an hour, which is usually about our stopping time. So if anybody has any final questions or anything like that, let us know. Oh, Billy says that it is a school policy.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Interesting.
We need to get some metal.
All right, Brian, we're on it.
On it.
Metal.
His kids in ninth. Yeah, see? Brian, I'm going to give a shout out to Contractor Accelerator. They can come out to Vegas, Brian. They need a spot. Because you're currently not going out there? Are you? You're thinking.
We're not going to Vegas. No, we're not going to Vegas. No.
I know.
We've been to a lot of trade shows this year, and I think we just need a little bit of a break. But I'm not quite sure what the plan is for the rest of the year yet. So if Brian wants to open up a booth for us for free, I mean, hey.
Hey.
We're not going to turn down a free opportunity. That's for sure.
We probably shouldn't say that right now, though. So, Brian, don't respond to that. We'll handle that. So, no.
Trade shows are expensive, though.
I'm sure.
It's crazy.
I'm sure. Billy's going to be there working the show. Billy, you guys didn't go last year, did you? Because we went. I think Susan actually messaged me. I think I might actually do an education class, teach one.
Nice.
Yeah. Is this going to be like, good?
What are you going to teach?
Nothing. No. I don't know. I mean, she said, gave me some options and stuff. What do you think of this and that? And I was like, I'll get up there and wing it for 45 minutes and teach some people some stuff. So, oh, look, Billy. Billy's doing one too. Maybe we'll collab, Billy. We'll collab on one.
On podcasting?
Well, oh, yeah. We could do that. I'll let him do it. All the, let's see, JC Gurley. Hey, JC Gurley, are you guys, actually, I already know the answer to that. I'm pretty sure I've seen it. Did you see that they do a contest of the fence signs?
They did that in Nashville, didn't they?
Did they? Where was my trophy then? I should win.
We put ours up.
Did you?
Yeah, next to yours, actually.
Oh, really? Wait, I didn't know you guys had. Oh, do you have like stickers and stuff?
No, we had some made just for the show because I wanted to, you know, it was like, hey, bring your friend's fence sign. We'll put it behind all the podcasters. And I was like, free advertising. So
yeah,
we had some metal fence signs made. They were pretty legit. They were like diamond shaped.
Well, I was super honored. I'll say that because Dan Wheeler came over and he's like, man, I seen your fence sign. Let me see that thing. So then he takes it and he goes over to the little podcast booth that they had and he stuck it right in the middle.
Yeah.
And I was like, so literally everybody that's doing all their interviews, there's my little cartoon guy right there in the middle. And I'm like, dude, that's pretty cool. So
yes, that is cool.
See, they said, nope, just Vegas. So I'm looking to win that this year. So I'm not sure if you get a prize or anything, but they did an awesome job on our fence signs. I wish I had one right here, but they did an awesome job. Oh, have you?
Yeah. Well, I've seen yours. Yeah. It's really cool.
Well, yeah. I guess it's like the little cartoon logo guy. So
yeah,
I didn't know how it'd turn out, but I think when I order my next bunch, I think I'm going to go with a little bit bigger, bigger sign, I guess, because still kind of a lot going on. Not a ton, but they actually eliminated some stuff. Alan, I will get a hold of you, man. I'll send you one. We'll exchange.
I love all these collector things. It's like, you know, the NFL where they exchange jerseys. You're exchanging signs.
Yeah, I know. It actually, when we were in Nashville, there was a guy that came up to me and he was like, "Hey, man, I've been seeing your social media stuff." He's like, "You got a fence sign?" And I actually had one because I was going to give one to Dan Wheeler. And then I was like, "Oh, yeah, I got one for you, man." So it was kind of cool. He sent me one. But
okay,
$500
first prize.
Jeez, and several other prizes. Nice.
So the one in Nashville must not have.
That's nice. Cool. Yeah,
that is a really cool. That's like a brand, literal, like old school.
But I wonder what happens though when the wood gets old and you know.
I don't know.
They don't stain it and it turns like that gray color.
Interesting.
Yes. Fence sign collecting is a big thing. So,
yeah. One thing I wanted to mention before we hop off here, just with anybody, if they're interested in signing up for Contractor Accelerator, you know, one thing that makes it unique is that you can get started quickly. So we have our setup wizard. So you can put in your website. It's going to crawl your website for your logo and your colors. Just as simple as that, you can get in and start bidding that same day. So, if anybody's concerned about timing, because right now, if you're super busy, you know, we make that process very simple. So don't be afraid as far as timing. If you know, concerned about getting in and getting set up and getting going, Jen will walk you through that entire process. So once you sign up, you won't not hear from us. We will bug you until you're going. So.
Awesome. Which. Brian says bye. He's jumping back in the water. He's probably getting a little burnt.
I was going to say, Brian, please put sunscreen on. Important.
Yeah. Which, you know Kevin Steve?
Uh-uh.
You don't know Kevin Steve?
I do not.
He's kind of a big deal.
All right. But
obviously, you see his real name. It's Devin.
Oh, okay. But,
Devin, are you going to be in Vegas? I hung out with him last year in Vegas. I need to,
you know, when we went to Vegas last year, we literally went into that hotel and did not leave until it was time to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge. Big. Huge.
Yeah. All caps. Huge deal.
Yeah.
No, he's great, man. And he's killing it down there. I believe he's in Texas. I think he's in a small town in Texas, really. But yeah, he's doing big things down there.
Nice.
He's still... on the fence side, all fence guys argue about no dig, wet set, dry pack. He wet sets. She does great. Not that
Orange, Texas.
Orange, Texas. Everyone can Google Orange, Texas now to find out where that is.
I'm going to Google it. But fun fact, I do know the difference between the no dig and the... what all the things you just said, because I have to do my research because I want to know, you know, if somebody's having a concern about something, I want to know what they're talking about. It's in very southern, almost southern part of Texas near Louisiana.
Oh, nice.
It's east of Houston.
Nice.
Outside, a little outside of Houston.
See, Alan, like you say that word, boom, wet set for life. That always gets fence guys going. Every time.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Now he does. So put
Craig, what is your method of choice?
Is it going to lose people watching?
Oh, have you shared this before?
Yeah. If people have been lifers, even though we just started, but we do no dig now. We do a ton of no dig, but then we have our customers that are still like, hey, we want to go ahead and do wet set, or we've done dry pack too. So we've done all of
it. You have customers that have a preference?
Yeah. Well, and like two on our commercial jobs, because we do fencing for the big energy company here. And we have to dig and set all their stuff. So
yeah, that makes sense. But like a homeowner, I can't imagine many homeowners would care, would they?
Yeah. Once you get to about 45 to 50 years of age and higher, then they're like, nothing's stronger than concrete. And I'm like, all right. I was like, concrete it is. So, but then we have a ton of people that, you know, do the research and realize that all the different ways really work. So it's really just a preference of that company and how they do it and stuff. And I know my guys are really fast at wet setting, and then they're really fast at no dig. So dry packing takes a little bit more time because you got to sit there at each hole and mess with it. So
I actually put a fence in at my house with my dad. Him and I built our fence. And we dug holes and did a wet set method, but hey, the fence looked beautiful. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
No.
So it was like 150 linear feet. And you know, he set all the posts and I cut all the boards and we just went to town.
See, Kevin Steve says that if he does no dig, he'll get fat because he drinks too much beer. So he needs to work out. And then he says, nah, you'll just get more work. You'll have more time to do more jobs. So, but yeah, now we're at an hour and 10 minutes. So
yeah, I think we need to wrap this train.
Cause I feel like we'll just keep going and it's been fun though. So
it has been fun, quite entertaining.
Yeah. So it's been live with everybody, maybe working half days today and getting off work and checking it out. So been kind of nice.
But yeah, absolutely. And if anybody wants a backpack cooler for your beer or sodas,
Sprite,
Capri Suns for children, hit us up and we'll help you get going.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Can they get 10% off using my name and the cooler, or does it have to be like a full?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You guys heard that?
So yeah, if you sign up with Craig's link, which he needs to post.
This is awkward.
In the method, it's fine.
Let's just use that.
Post it after. Yeah. There you go. If you sign up in the month of July and pay for a month, then or pay for your first month, then and Craig's 10%, then you'll get a backpack. Whoop.
Kevin, Steve, you need to jump on that train, man. It'll help you out. So
absolutely.
But
and it doesn't matter if you no dig, wet set, whatever method you prefer, you can use Contractor Accelerator.
Yeah, whether you charge by the foot, or you charge by the section, or
by the pounds.
So
we got you.
So there it is right there. There's the landing page. Jen is on it.
Look at her picture. I love it. Her hair is like.
Oh, yeah. Like she stuck her finger in a light socket.
I think it pretty much was. They went to that children's museum or science museum in St. Louis. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Devin, if you sign up for Contractor Accelerator, we'll get you one and pay your first month.
Yeah. So that's what we'll I need to also give a shout out to QuickPool.
Yeah.
Because they are our other sponsor and we greatly appreciate QuickPool. So if you guys need a quick pull, I don't know if Kevin Steve has one, but if he doesn't, he needs one too. Alan, all of you guys. My guys love it. It has like 10,000 pounds of force, pulls posts right out of the ground. So all those tear outs and stuff that, you know, if you got a corner post or a gate post that needs pulled, use that. Your guys will love it. You will love it. Alan's got one, he says here. We have two of them and they are fantastic. So
you can get them on Amazon too. I just looked.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Dude, you can get anything on Amazon. So hop on Amazon. I don't have
or their website.
Yeah, or their website. Kevin Steve. He's cheating. He has a big old machine. Well, not big old.
Oh.
But he has a machine. So maybe he does. But yeah, so thank you so much for hopping on. We'll have to have you on again, obviously, since you were the first official sponsor of the show. So we'll have to have you on again sometime. But it's been super fun. And thanks, everybody, for watching and check it out. We are on all social medias and now Spotify. So
nice.
Yeah, we're on Spotify now. We're official now. So
congratulations.
Yeah. But yeah, so
thank you, Craig. This has been amazing.
Yep. Thank you. And then I will end everything and then finish up. So cool.
Peace.